in life, things go wrong. In life, things collapse. In life, you've got to be ready to say, "Wow." I learned from Coach Wooden that the two sets of three, right? Coach Wooden was this incredible teacher, very much like you. He didn't speak fast. He spoke very slow and very quietly all the time. But he was an incredibly positive guy, and I was so lucky to have him as one of those foundational pillars in my life growing up. But he had his pyramid of success. Then he had his two sets of threes that he really, he lived by himself, and he tried to encourage other people to do the same, which was don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal, don't whine, don't complain, don't make excuses. And so when I see these guys making excuses, I always tell them, look, I'll listen to your problems one time, but from here on out, I want to hear a plan on your path forward. But I tried to be. That's what I wanted to be. And, you know, in this world that always tries to send you in other directions, knowing what I did have as a child, I try to involve myself in everything good and do whatever I can to avoid nonsense at every turn. I'm all about peace and love. Just breathe, then you can relax and open up. Just spread your wings and open your heart, then open your soul, and just let the music just come right in, and then we just drift and dream when the show would be over. And that is to provide hope, to provide the dream, to provide opportunity, and ultimately to give purpose to our lives. The challenge is to be different. Not to be the same and better, but to be different. And that's what John Wooden was. And so, and then his life changed because he got hurt after he set all these records playing basketball. And he went and became a teacher, just like you're a teacher. And that sense of being one of those guys in my life, and the incredible good fortune of the harmonic convergence of him being in Southern California with Chick Hearn, the two people who are responsible for why basketball is popular in this golden paradise that we live in. And so we got the path, right? I was trying to get to the path. After you have the dream and the teacher and the team, because nobody makes it to the top alone, you have to have the culture. That's when you talk about the point of view and who we are, what we stand for, and where we're going. And that culture, you've got to buy into that. And I love the way you just said, look, man, if these guys in your company are not bought in, and they're not totally there, just get them out of there right away. And fire them. Yeah. And then the foundation that you have to have. And, you know, and when I see you, you were a volcano. You were a comet. Just, you were an exploding star, a quasar across the sky. I mean, John Barlow and Robert Hunter could have written a song about you. In fact, they probably did. But here was this, you know, this guy that it was just so direct and so focused and so concentrated and so enthusiastic and so passionate and so able to deliver that message. Because with that foundation, the strength of the team is the strength of the individual, and then that drives you right into those elements that make success. If you think that you're going to just be successful because of luck, if you think you're going to be successful just because you're a big guy or just because you have some natural talent, what's going to happen when the guy you're playing against is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? What's going to happen when the guy you're playing against is Shaq O'Neal? So what's going to happen when the guy you're playing against is Yao Ming? Or what's going to happen when you're playing against Jeff Bezos, or you're playing against Steve Jobs, or you're playing against all these different guys who have started these phenomenal companies who have all been able to play bigger as you just delineate perfectly through the course of this masterful read that takes me, like a Grateful Dead concert, ricocheting through the universe. And then you realize, hey, if he can do that, if Bill Walton can learn how to talk, if Bill Walton can get back up after being on that floor for all those years when he was going to kill himself because his body didn't work anymore, and the pain was just so overwhelming and excruciating and unrelenting and debilitating. If those guys can do that, what's to keep me from doing that?